liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Oh, whose car is that?
It's not mine, but it is Friday. Food Friday. Yeah. April 15th, 2016. So this is this is courtesy of Guamu. They walked past a car, appeared to have a dying battery apparently, and this video has since been turned into a remix.
This is amazing. All right. Okay.
All right. I'm very glad that we could just change things up this morning because it's a little bit of a different show. It's a little shorter today. We will be doing some Food Friday fun, having some Food Friday fun, some good Food Friday antics. I of course have something packaged which will then make this sound. So look forward to that. That's coming up a little bit later. the full version of this song will be available in our show notes, goodstuff.fm/morningshow/296, coming up on 300 here. So that should be very, very soon. Not next week, but probably the week after, depending on, you know, what else we have going on. And if, you know, we miss. I also have some news here to start this show with, other than obviously dying car alarms. We've got a phone number. I don't know if this is going to stick or not, but we do have a phone number for you to call and text into. Now, it will not go live into the show yet. But if you'd like to, you can leave a message over there. It's 949-342-6578. So that's going to be our number going forward. You can text in things, say hello. If you're listening live and you can't get into the chat room, because not everybody wants to sign into IRC or go to the live page. And, you know, it's just not convenient for everyone. So we're making this available.
All right.
For those who want to do that.
Are we going to play these messages on our show?
We could. Yeah. So in the past, we have done that before, but only with wrong numbers.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember those? Yeah.
Yes.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. But I do have some follow up as well to another number. It's a plus 46 number, which is, I guess, Swedish number here. But we talked Wednesday about the national Swedish number where you can just be connected to a random Swede by calling that number.
And are you going to give that number out?
I could, but I don't want to confuse people. Would you like me to do that too? I don't think you can text that one.
So, no, let's not give out that number. Okay. We'll keep that in the notes.
Shh, don't tell them.
Why don't you give out our number again, Kyle?
949-324-65.
Nope.
949-342. See, I should have switched that around. 6578.
949-342-6578.
Yeah. Should just be 555-2585. It's only eight numbers. Deal
all
with
fives.
It.
All fives.
Mm-hmm. All of the fives.
No.
In fact, there's no fives in our number.
That's right. So, Kenny.
Yes.
Before we get to the headlines today, I want to see of these 40 kinds of pizza, which have you had?
Okay.
Are you ready? I found this on
40 kinds, my goodness.
Imgur.
Can you tell that I'm still sick?
Imgur, you sound very sick. Yeah, you sound great.
I'm so sick.
Wasn't me.
French bread.
French bread pizza?
French bread pizza. French bread sliced lengthwise, tomato sauce, cheese, pepperoni.
I've had that.
All right. Baked ziti.
It's, never heard of that.
It looks like ziti on top of a pizziti.
I don't even know what that is.
And you eat it.
Oh. Okay, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the pictures now. Okay, I've never
good,
had that.
Good, good. The grandma slice.
Grandma slice.
They call me grandma slice.
Square slices with tomato sauce on top of cheese. Never heard of that.
Okay. So there's going to be a couple of these that you've never heard of. Let's pick out a few that pique our interest and see if you have had them. So I'm going to go with one of the more well-known ones here. Chicago pizza.
I have had Chicago pizza.
What do you think?
I like Chicago pizza. If it's made well and hot. Okay. It has to be really, really hot.
Ah, okay. All right. All right. Sicilian.
Sicilian, yes. Yeah, we had Sicilian in Boulder.
Ah, that is true. That is very true. Now, let's see. I know you like Hawaiian. Let's try this one. The white clam pie.
Is this with clams?
It is with clams. Little neck clams. I think that's Land Before Time. A Land Before Time reference.
Yes.
Little neck.
I've had clams on my pizza, but I don't think I've ever had white clam pie.
Mm. So
little
no
neck clams.
No garlic or pecorino romano.
All I know is the clam pizza was gross.
Yeah, that is true. Tomato pie. It's a little bit farther down here. Tomato pie.
No.
It's just a thick crust, fresh tomato sauce, sprinkled with Romano cheese. So it's very, very little cheese, it looks like. It's mostly a, like you said, if you're going to grab a pie from the edges, it may as well be a tomato pie.
There you go.
You got ousted on Twitter.
I did.
Bad news. Sushi pizza.
Sushi pizza. No, that's something that I want to try and I never have.
It says deep fried rice crust, sashimi, scallions, tobiko, and spicy mayo.
That's a lot of spicy mayo, though. Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Oozing out the edges.
Oh, gross.
Oh! Mac and cheese on a pizza.
I have had that.
What? Tell me.
I've had mac and cheese pizza.
Walk me down to pizza heaven and tell me a little bit about mac and cheese pizza.
You can't overload it with the mac and cheese, right?
Is the whole thing cheesy? Is there any tomato?
Very, 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 very little.
Hmm.
So just to add that, you know, that other texture, that other flavor.
Okay.
Because if you had straight mac and cheese, it would just taste like butter and cheese and no crust. It would get so soggy, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
But anyway, I've had that.
Okay. All right. Pizza cone.
Pizza cone. No, but I've seen pictures. I know they exist.
I think we need, when you are down here, which I just booked your flight. Woohoo. We'll get a pizza cone. What do you think?
All right.
Not a surprise. Breakfast pizza.
Of course.
Now, this is not cold pizza. Oh,
wait, hold on.
Bacon, sausage, cheddar cheese, scrambled eggs.
Now, I've never had that, but that sounds great.
Doesn't that sound fantastic? Scrambled eggs on top of a pizza. You would for sure want to put ketchup on that.
Oh, yes.
Stuffed crust.
So
you put with a hot dog? Hot dog in the crust?
I've never had a hot dog in the crust. I've had the mozzarella.
That sounds like another name for this show. Hot dog in the crust.
Oh boy.
It's not in the crust. It's and the crust. Which one's crust? Are you crust or am I crust?
I'm not crust.
I think you're crust because you grab. Hmm?
What?
Jumbo slice.
It just says extra large pizza slice.
Huge. Like a four. It has to be as long as your forearm.
Yeah, I've had that.
Are you looking at your forearm right now?
Yeah, I just had to take a peek.
Mm-hmm.
There's my forearm. Mm-hmm. How big is a slice of that? Yeah. I've eaten a piece of slice that big.
All right. And last one here, a calzone.
Yeah, I've had a calzone, Kyle.
It's
a pizza pocket.
I feel like it's Friday and we're in the calzone right now.
Because
we're both in California.
Let's do some headlines.
Or something.
These are today's headlines.
Yes, they are.
You got the right volume there. Okay, Kyle. James Cameron confirms he is making 4 Avatar sequels.
Oh,
4.
Oh, no!
We'd already heard rumors that James Cameron had found 3 sequels, a little limiting for his Avatar follow-ups, and the filmmaker announced that no less than 4 new sequels to his 3D epic are in the works, with the first hitting theaters in 2018. The filmmaker discussed the many ways in which he is expanding the world. A theme park in Disney World, actually, is in the works, and his company has signed a deal with Dark Horse Comics for graphic novel spinoffs. I don't know why Avatar needs the graphic novel thing.
It's you know what? I'm fine with them spending money on the graphic novels because that's fine. That's like outside the universe, but not, you know, movie after movie after movie after movie. When was the last one? Last time they made one of these things? What, like 7 years ago? Come on.
I think it was 2009. Jeez. I believe that was. And so the first sequel, or the second film in the franchise, is going to come out the holiday season of 2018. A full 9 years later, with the subsequent films arriving in 2020, 2022, and 2023.
I don't want any of this.
Yeah, that's... The first one made a lot of movies. A lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick. I've got a sick brain.
Blah, I don't know.
Blah, moving on, Kyle. The 13... Yeah, there you go. $13 million Kickstarter project for a cooler continues to be a disaster. The biggest disaster on Kickstarter keeps getting bigger. Coolest, the company that pulled the $13 million in funding to build a cooler and then repeatedly delayed shipping the product to its backers while simultaneously putting it up for sale on Amazon, they've messed up once again, according to an update sent to its Kickstarter backers. It was spotted by Motherboard. Coolest is offering backers who haven't received the cooler yet, which is around 66% of them, the option of paying an extra $97 for, quote, expedited shipping for a product they already paid for.
Oh, boy.
So I wanted to shoot this to you.
Okay.
Is this just a symptom of a Kickstarter project that is going to become... common among these crowdfunded projects where it becomes, you guys got to give us a lot more money because we're supplying the product.
Well,
you can't just give us the one time thing. You got to give us more.
It sounds like they're reaching back out to their customers because $97 to ship. I mean, a cooler. Okay. A cooler is pretty heavy. It's going to take a bit to get that thing to you. They probably underestimated the shipping costs when they first did this anyway. And they didn't know what it was going to take to send out all of those things. It's just poor planning. And so now they're going to their customers looking to, get an advance of some sort to be able to send this out to people and get it into their hands.
I don't think that $97 is just for shipping.
That's probably true. That's kind of what I mean, I guess.
Oh, I see.
Do you think the $97 will like kick you into a higher place in line to be able to receive one of these things?
Who knows?
Probably. I assume not.
Let me find out how much the actual product was.
Probably upwards of $200 to $300. Because it was one of those things that, you know, you could keep things cool. You could play music through it. You could mow a lawn with it. Whatever. I don't know. I have no idea how this worked. But it's just, I don't think it's a symptom of Kickstarters in general. What? How much?
It's up for sale on Amazon for $400.
Okay. That's not surprising. I assumed it would be that much.
It's also Prime.
What? Are you serious? So we could get it in 2 days with free shipping.
Yeah, wait. What?
Yeah, okay. That's...
also frequently bought together?
That's perfect.
The cooler and Alexa. Amazon Echo.
Alexa, cool me off some beer.
I couldn't think of anything.
Okay.
That's fine. Hey, Kenny, it's Friday.
Oh, it is.
That means it's brought to you by Feed Press. Except that all the days are brought to you by Feed Press. Today's episode, though, in fact, yes. has been brought to you by FeedPress. FeedPress's RSS feed analytics and podcast file hosting in a simple, intuitive, and unified dashboard. FeedPress features powerful subscriber and podcast download tracking, integrated newsletters, automated publishing to popular social networks, a slick drag-and-drop podcast hosting interface, and everything you need in order to submit your optimized feed to iTunes. And let's face it, probably thought about moving that feed from FeedBurner or a similar service over to FeedPress. Well, they offer an automatic migration tool so you can make that transition with ease. Just answer a few simple questions and the rest is taken care of. Your feeds and subscriber data will be transitioned into your brand new FeedPress account, leaving you free to focus on what content is being funneled into that RSS feed. FeedPress offers free migration assistance and will take care of the hard work for you. Support is responsive and available 7 days a week via email, so get in touch. They can help. Now here's what you're going to want to do. Go to feed.press/morningshow today. Sign up and try it for 14 days. No contracts or commitments. Use the promo code MORNINGSHOW during checkout to get 10% off your first year. Here's a huge thanks from us over at Morning Show to FeedPress.
Hello!
Thank you.
Alexa, thank FeedPress for us, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, have you heard? Have you heard the news today, Kenny? The latest craze right now is a sushi hamburger.
Hamburger?
So we were talking about sushi pizza earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that mayo, though.
That mayo, though.
But now you can get, a sushi hamburger. It's making the rounds down here in Southern California. I don't know if it's made its way anywhere else right now.
I have never even
heard,
conceived this,
seen it. Yeah. So click on, this is called Sushi Burger Madness. It's over at firstwefeast.com. And rather than a burger that uses discs of molded rice dough, let's say, they use discs of molded rice for buns. Okay. That's how I meant to say all of that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. They're typically filled with things like raw fish or soft shell crab. But this one, I think, has a couple of different sushi-like condiments on it. It's got avocado, spicy mayo, pickled ginger, kind of all molded into a burger shape.
Right.
I don't feel like this would be enough, though. If I was going to get a sushi burger, I would get at least 6. Because that's what you do, right? When you're at a sushi restaurant, you're like, I'll
take the rock and roll, and I'll take the dragon's paw, and I'll take the Fat Max, please.
Maybe not the Fat Max. Maybe not a full burger. They should do sliders.
Ooh.
Right? Sushi sliders?
Wouldn't that just be a roll, though?
No, it would be the burger.
Okay.
But it would be just a smaller version for each.
Would they serve them horizontally instead of vertically?
No, vertically.
Mm.
Like built like a hamburger. Mm. Like they have in the pictures here.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I think I do.
I don't like that this is where they've got the multiple ingredients here, like the guac and the I guess that's not guac, it's just avocado.
It's just avocado, it's not
ginger.
Guacamole.
So, I wouldn't eat this.
Really?
Not as it's pictured.
Even with a huge slab of salmon, like it's pictured there.
The bottom one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bottom one I'd totally eat. That one's fine. I'm talking about the ones on top here.
Okay, all right.
The ones that look like the nasty patty from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of it's got a little bit of a teriyaki beef vibe going for it. Like you dug it out of the bottom of a Chinese food box and threw it into a rice burger.
What?
Mm. How do you feel about cold Chinese food?
You mean like not heating it up?
Oh, my computer's restarting in 56 seconds. No. Try in an hour. Do that later.
Wow.
Do that later. Hmm. Okay. Well, all right.
What was the question that you asked me?
I have no idea. Kenny, let's move on to a national day. Kenny, of course, we always cover food national day. So it's a par for the course here on a Friday. Today's national day is National Glazed Ham Day.
Oof. Yum.
Boobity-boobity-boobity-boo. There you go.
All right.
Here's how you would make a glazed ham. Have you had one before? First of all, that's always the question we ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
A glazed ham.
Mm, like a Christmas time treat.
Of course.
Okay. In a small saucepan, combine brown sugar, pineapple juice, honey,
pineapple
orange
juice.
Yeah, honey. Also add honey, orange juice, orange zest, Dijon mustard, and ground cloves. You bring it to a boil, reduce the heat, simmer for 5 minutes, set aside, bake the ham, preheat it, and cover that thing for 2 hours. Then I guess you drizzle that sugary substance over the top of that ham. Now,
do you have a video here?
I do have a video if you'd like.
Perfect.
To go along with what we've been doing for the last 3 or 4 episodes, I've got a video from Gordon Ramsay. Making a honey glazed ham, because why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Now, different from the rest of the times, I've done a couple of unnecessary edits to Gordon Ramsay. We've listened to small snippets of him flambeing. This one, I have decided to edit out all of the instructions. I only kept the sounds. So this is called Gordon Ramsay Ham Sounds. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
In. And then honey in. Nice. Nice and gently peel back. Get rid of the skin. Don't push too deep. Almost looks like an albino pineapple. The glaze. And just carefully. Oh, God. Gently, 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 gently.
Kyle.
Beautiful. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Kyle. You are absolutely welcome.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Gordon Ramsay. Kenny,
we were definitely dancing the line there.
We're on the edge. It's fine. We're on the edge. It's good. It's fine.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. The Hormel company, Kenny, is from Minnesota, and they sold their first canned ham in 1926.
Wow.
Would you eat a canned ham from 1926 today?
From 90 years ago?
That's
yes,
right.
I would, Kyle.
Be your great, 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 great pork grandpa.
Okay.
Hams are produced almost by almost every country in the world. I doubt they are honey glazed hams, though.
Right. They just come out honey glazed.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess country ham is also a similar type of thing that you might want to honey glaze, but it's much drier than injected cured hams, according to this article over here.
I really like this last fact.
It's got a sharper flavor due to its high salt content. So
you would
cure a ham, and yep. that is what gives it its lovely salty flavor. I had uncured bacon for the first time, and that was weird. It's just like pork, slabs of pork belly,
cured.
Yeah, love the cured.
Yeah.
Kenny, a pig, did you know, scratches himself with his right leg, which uses the muscles more often, so the meat will be tougher. So if you're going to choose said meat, aim for the left leg if you can.
That's so weird.
I always scratch myself with my right foot. So it's or leg.
I wonder how long it took to figure that out.
By watching,
one guy's just sitting there in the farm, just watching his pig. Wow, he only uses his right leg.
Yeah.
Look at that, right leg. Right leg to scratch himself for 16 years. Look at that.
Why do you think that would be an evolutionary trait that would make its way to modern pigs?
I have no idea.
Only the right side.
This sounds made up, or this sounds like one instance of it has ever happened.
We watched great-great-great-great-great-grandpa Ham scratch on his right side. And so that's
all pigs scratch with their right legs.
That's
a very broad general
exactly
pig statement.
Right. Love pig statements. All so there you go. Happy National Glazed Ham Day.
Probably will not celebrate today.
I probably will not as well. It's kind of involved, as we heard from Gordon Ramsay. Very, very involved.
Gordon Ramsay was really enjoying it.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Liked that a lot. Like an albino pineapple, he says. So there you go. I'm ready, Kenny, to move on to a very short round of upvote, downvote. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready. When I start to go up, down, up, down, up, down, up. When we go up,
down, up, down, up, down, up, down, baby. Baby.
Wow.
You like that?
I bet you, I like that, Kyle.
It's a new sound. We probably won't use it for the rest of time, but I wanted to introduce that today simply because we've also started a brand new website, upvote.morningshow.am, which is where you can go sign up and submit your own links to be upvoted during this segment. So go sign up today, if you would, upvote.morningshow.am. You can sign up. It's free, obviously. It's kind of like Reddit, but all you do is you go in there and you submit a link, and then you can upvote the ones that are in there, as the name implies. Upvote.morningshow.am. Kenny, Google has introduced customizable Nexus phone cases. Now, this may not be interesting for everyone, but I figured I got a Nexus phone. Maybe I'm going to possibly do this. So what do you think?
How customizable?
So they are called live cases.
Okay.
And these cases can actually interact with your phone.
What?
That's right. So when you snap the case on, the Nexus phone will customize with an animated wallpaper, depending on one of the two types that you choose. If you choose the one, they have two. One is a photo-based live case. When you snap that one on, it'll shuffle through some of the photos that you choose as the backdrop on your phone. So you snap it on, boom, wallpaper changes. And it's, you know, it could be your cat. It could be pieces of pizza. I could have just a pizza album in my photos.google.com.
Yeah.
Anything. I think that's actually a great idea. I might do that. Or the second live case option is for you to choose a point on a map. Now, when you snap that case on, it'll show your current location as a wallpaper styled in the same way that the case is. So you've got a couple of choices on how you want the map to be styled, the colors that are used on the maps, and then your wallpaper changes accordingly. The case also, on both of these instances, has a special button, like a quick launch button that's right underneath the fingerprint sensor that will allow you to launch or customize it or do whatever you want with that button. So what do you think? Upvote or downvote?
Wait, are you saying that these cases can change like on command?
Yes.
How does that work?
Not the outsides. Not the outsides. They are printed. The outsides are printed like a normal case. It like a physical product. The wallpaper is what changes dynamically on the front of your phone.
Oh.
Did I not explain that properly? I felt like we had a very roundabout way of doing that.
Why is it called live cases then?
Because the phone part is live.
That's stupid. I don't like this. Downvote.
Wow.
I really thought that they were making like e-ink cases where you could change.
Oh, come on.
That would have been awesome. Come on.
Okay, yes, that would be quite awesome.
I thought that Google was that far ahead.
They probably are. But this, for $35, this is what they can bring to market.
Okay.
So what do you think? You're still going to downvote it? $35?
I'm still going to. Oh, I can't get it.
True. Well, okay.
I mean, I guess I could buy a case and then that's just, it. I have a case.
Why do you have a cat on your case?
Stop getting on my case, Kyle.
Oh boy. I will print you a case with just my face, just in case. It's made with mace. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna upvote this. And
of course you're gonna upvote this.
Mm-hmm, Yeah, $35. I'll do it.
Yeah, do it.
I'm thinking about the map one to show my current location. That's the one that looks the most fun.
You should use the topographical version.
Oh, like the elevation
version. I always thought that those looked the best.
Yes, it's a little different. The way they're styled on the little custom tool thing that Google made for creating these, they look a little different. I'll probably go to Yosemite or something and make it a little more interesting. Yeah. I'll try that out today. I absolutely will. Now, this is not in the notes anywhere, but I'm going to go over this quickly. Did you see the new Apple bands for the Apple Watch?
No.
They have yellow versions. They have yellow versions that match exactly to our album artwork.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, so they consulted us
for which
color they should use.
Did not.
Oh.
But if you'd like to match your album artwork, I guess go pick one of those up.
I guess if I had an Apple Watch, I would totally lay down money for this the new one.
Yeah.
For the yellow.
Yeah, they look good. I don't even wear mine anymore,
It's like a gold yellow, right?
Yes. It's like I said, it matches precisely.
That's
to
awesome.
Our artwork. So go pick one up if you're looking to get all classy with our album artwork. Classy. And none of the money goes to us. So thanks, Apple.
Oh, dang it.
Ready for the record of the day, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
Each day we scour the internet looking for people willing to take on world records that nobody cares about. And here's one nobody cares about. It's the fastest time to spell the word ball using M&Ms.
What?
This is from Lexington Park, Maryland, and it has been broken by Taylor Priest. She spelled the word ball using M&Ms in 15.28 seconds. Ball.
Ball.
Ball. Now there. Wow.
How long was it again?
15.28 seconds. Do you want to watch the video?
Yeah, sure. Let's watch the 15.28 seconds.
All right, here we go.
You got it?
Yeah.
I'm going to break the world record for spelling ball with M&Ms using 30 M&Ms.
Okay, so it's using 30 M&Ms. Okay. Good, good. Let's just... Okay, all right. By the way, phones in 2009 on Verizon look great. Physical keyboards and
wonderful.
All.
Wonderful.
That looks good. So anyway, that was broken here. Now, previous record holders had that time using 30 M&Ms at 18 seconds, 24 seconds, 31 seconds, and a whopping 1 minute, 23 seconds. That was the first.
1 minute?
Yeah.
Come on.
That was the first one. Well, you know, you got to start somewhere, right? You got to start somewhere.
I guess so.
So
this one, I gotta see the picture so I know how large the word actually is.
It's 30 M&Ms, so if you can picture that in your mind, we can actually try that out momentarily, Kenny.
Hold on a second.
Boom.
I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the person do the record. That's all they did was move the M&Ms over to the camera. They didn't like pick them out and use two hands to go. That's cheating. You're a cheater. Cheater, pumpkin eater.
We're watching it right now. It seems like you could do this a lot faster.
Yeah, you could cheat faster. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's also like that's a tiny amount of M&Ms. I feel like that you should have to spell the word ball with 100 M&Ms. Right?
No. Okay. All right. So how do you feel about this? Should the fastest time for spelling the word ball with M&Ms win for the week, or should the most toothpicks stuck into a grapefruit in 1 minute win?
Yeah, I like the grapefruit, the grapefruit toothpick grenade. That was my favorite.
59 toothpicks then into a ruby red grapefruit in 1 minute is going to win for our record of the week.
You know what? Right. Actually, the person who did the toothpick grapefruit thing should throw it at the head of this girl who spelled ball with M&Ms.
Dang! No!
Yeah!
That's awful!
Fastest time to bleed out because you got hit in the head with a toothpick grapefruit. 12 seconds. I'm with my crew.
And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
I had to get us out of there. Us out of there. Kenny, let's move on.
I got really violent.
I know. So let's get your feelings to coalesce and increase their positive attitudes about M&Ms by eating
M&Ms.
What do we have today?
Kyle, today we're eating chili nut M&Ms. Now, let me give you some background here. During the 2016 presidential election season, four M&M's brand chocolate peanut varieties, chili nut, honey nut, coffee nut, and original peanut, will go head-to-head in a consumer promotion to determine America's favorite peanut. Throughout the voting period of March 1st to June 17th, consumers are encouraged to purchase each flavor and vote for their favorite via text and the M&M's brand Facebook page. The winning flavor will be available as open stock in August 2016 and in mixed display cases in September. The M&M's Vote for Your Favorite Peanut promotion is geared towards millennial generation consumers, the largest in U.S. history, with 92 million people ages 15 to 35, who are creating an evolution in snacking. These consumers want brand manufacturers to ask for input on new products, enjoy trying new ethnic or cuisines, and are four times more likely to share opinions on social media.
Yeah, okay.
This generation has declined in both penetration to buy rate over the last 4 years in the chocolate category, indicating an opportunity for growth. That's all from the M&M's promotion website.
Why don't they just make the M and M's part stand for millennials and millennials?
Because everyone hates millennials.
Yeah, I guess so. But everybody loves M&M's. All right, so I've opened... I don't know. I did not get the other flavors, the honey nut, coffee nut, or original peanut.
Well, we've had original peanut.
That's true. That is true. But what we've got here is the chili nut.
Yeah, and the on the cover, it has the yellow peanut M&M. He's got a little bit of bead of sweat coming off when he's holding a chili. So
yes.
So I what I've read about the chili nut is that it's a sweet spicy.
Of course. So I opened up the bag, and I get on the nose. It is chocolatey.
I swirled it around in my glass, and I got a note of spice.
Let your M&Ms aerate a bit.
They're all variations of the color red.
Yeah, red and orange. Red and orange.
That's
red
the color of orange.
So I'm gonna go in for one. Please don't. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Oh, they are pretty spicy.
No, I have a cold.
Okay.
I can't taste anything. Oh, a little bit. Nope, can't taste anything.
Do you taste any sweet? Oh, there's definitely an aftertaste of spice as well. Now,
oh, there it is.
This the spice is not, oh man, this is weird. I want to eat another one. The spice
it's spicy on the out. Oh. Oh.
Right?
Down my throat.
Yeah, this, I need maybe some coffee or something, because you need to wash this down.
Tastes like a regular peanut M&M, but then when you're done eating it. Yeah, you know what? That's what it is. It is kind of Tabasco-y. Mm. Oh, boy.
So do you think that the spice is in the chocolate itself or in the nut or in the coating?
I think it's the nut.
So they roll...
the peanut.
Okay, so they take like the... The peanut part. It has
like chili flakes on it or something.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
It's not, it can't be in the chocolate because it's going to be all the same chocolate. They wouldn't make special chocolate just for this. They would make special peanuts, though.
True. Okay. All right. I think I agree with you.
Because all the chocolate has to be the same, right?
Yep. Yeah. So we're going to keep eating these. You can,
these aren't bad.
I picked this up at CVS. Where'd you get yours?
CVS. That's the only place I could find it. I looked on Amazon and they had like four bags left of the like the enormous variety. These,
I don't know.
We have like medium bags here, right?
Yeah, these are definitely shareable size. These are not your personalized like candy aisle.
This would be a great prank. Like you pour a bowl of M&Ms. Oh, you're like, hey guys, here's some great M&Ms. And then people start chowing down. And, what did you put in the M&Ms?
Yep. That's a great idea. It's a fantastic idea. Okay. All right.
But I can advocate that these would be good for the spicy connoisseur.
Yeah. We keep going down the spicy route here and getting spicy things. So
just for you guys, just for you listeners.
As we continue to eat these, and I probably will continue because they're...
No, I have to stop. Okay. I have two.
I'm going to tell you, Kenny, about Burger King workers.
Oh,
because
Burger King.
You remember maybe 6 months ago, maybe less, there was a string of some calls were going into Burger King's saying that there was a gas leak and that their Burger King was about to explode, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And then the Burger King workers would then go around and smash out all the windows and people would record it and videotape it and laugh. And the fire department would say, you're dumb.
Okay.
Well, that's happening again.
Oh, boy.
Again. And again, and again, it's a string of hoaxes now going on in Oklahoma City. And I think the last one was in Morro Bay. That was the last time it happened. So,
So Burger King is still getting hit with these hoaxes.
They still are. People, if you're listening, if you listen to this show, it's a hoax. Stop it. You would be
if
able
you work
to
at Burger King.
You would be able to smell. I mean, you may not be able to tell the difference between Burger King food and sulfur, but. Both of them smell horrible. However, one of them is putrid.
You know, I still haven't had a Burger King.
And then there's natural gas. I haven't either. Mm-mm.
That might be something we do later on.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Burger King hot dogs
in the Lost Galaxy. So
in the Lost Galaxy.
Kenny, this is some local news for me.
Stop eating the M&Ms, Kyle.
The OC Weekly reported on a teen that was pulled over in Laguna Hills, if you know where that is. Probably not. It was back in 2012. And a patrol officer rolled up and backup was accused of spotting a pizza in the backseat of a person's car here where they were being pulled over in 2012. And they were accused of pepper spraying the cheesy pizza without the knowledge of the person in the car.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Okay, and then what happened?
Someone being accused of pepper spraying a pizza. Well, after the people got ill because of the pizza, the suspicion went to the Orange County Sheriff's Department. And the cop who pulled that person over was implicated. So finally, this all came to pass. And the cop initially faced up to a year in jail and was let go from the department last December. Yeah. They pleaded guilty last week and was sentenced, and they were sentenced to 100 days of community service.
Wow.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
You would open the box, and it would just smell terrible, probably. I would assume.
Kyle, you and I both know that you open the box, and if you see a gross-looking pizza, you're still going to eat it.
That's true. There is no bad pizza. Yeah. You may just go like, well, it's a little tangy. It's a little weird. But it's got to be
violent.
That's
a lot of olives.
Yeah, you've got to be ingesting so much of that pepper spray because it's not going to be spicy. It's going to be like something that will hurt you.
Also surprised that stop eating the M&Ms.
Why?
I can hear you. Because it's not doing you very good. You're going to get to work and it's going to just explode out of you.
I'm going to be fine.
I lost my train of thought.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I was going to say, why didn't kids sue the police officer? They just accused him.
Yeah.
That he was, well, I hope they got their money back.
From the pizza?
No, the pizza.
The pizza place has nothing to do with it. Pizza place has nothing to do with it.
No, I mean, got their money back, like, you know, got enough money from the police officer by suing him.
Probably.
To get another pizza.
I assume there will be some sort of litigation going forward, but we have not heard from it
yet. This is Pizza Law and Order.
Yes, it... bomb bomb! Japanese salad cake. What'd you call
Moving
me?
Moving on.
What'd you call me? So these Japanese cakes, Kenny, look like they contain heavenly vanilla sponge cake and swirls of buttercream frosting.
Okay.
But they're actually made of vegetables.
No, gross.
Soy flour. And tofu. Which is not as scary as vegetables, I guess.
So this is, it's deceiving.
It is incredibly deceiving. Yes. So this was made by food designer Mitsuki Moriyasu, and the cakes are, believe it or not, gluten-free and supposedly aimed at women.
What?
Who want to be body conscious. Thank you. Thank you, wow. Mitsuki. Does it always have to be about that? No, it doesn't, because we have Gordon Ramsay ham sounds.
That's right. So I would not eat this. This is like another food prank.
It is
here. Have a slice of cake. Ha ha ha! Vegetables.
It's got like shaved carrots, like julienned carrots in here.
Uh huh.
It has tomatoes on top. What flavor do you think this frosting is? Ranch.
Ugh. Straight mayonnaise.
Thinking about this is just like.
Okay.
Nope. I don't want any of that. So I'm gonna tell you about. A tasty cake, not a tasty, not the trademarked kind, but this is Kenny
space cake.
Baker and cookbook author Heather Baird. Perfect. That's pretty much exactly what I said. Does Garko have M&M's?
Stop
in his mouth.
The M&M's, Kyle.
Heather was inspired by a book of photos from the Hubble Space Telescope, and so she created
Hubble.
She created the Black Velvet Nebula cake. Click on this link.
Okay.
From space. Would you eat this?
Whoa!
It is literally a black cake.
It looks like an Oreo cake.
It does look like an Oreo cake.
Like bits of the cookie and bits of the cream inside the cake. That's pretty cool.
So the outside is decorated kind of like you would sponge paint a wall in the 90s with pink and purple, like, and teal.
Fondant or something.
Yeah, yes, on the outside. Yeah, just sheets of space, bending space and time to get to the cake.
Yeah.
So you'd eat this?
All right. I would eat this, yeah.
All right.
It looks tiny, though, doesn't it?
It does look pretty tiny, but...
It's tall and small.
When you're one person, I don't think you need to make the cake and eat it, too. You know?
Yeah.
You just...
If this person made this kind of cake, but then also made it out of vegetables, I'd slap him in the face.
Yeah. What vegetable is black?
Oreo.
That is not.
I convinced myself that it's Oreos, Kyle.
Oh boy! Just make sure, kids, you have 3 servings of Oreos per day. That's the way to do it.
And then call us about it.
That's right, Kenny. Flow notes for this episode are available over at goodstuff.fm.
Yeah.
You can also check out the other great shows over on goodstuff.fm. Non-breaking space show at YouTube Podcasts. I guess we're grown-ups now, and. Very soon, very, very soon. 3 Guys, 3 Questions will be back. So go check those out. Good Stuff's own iChris has also put together a Snapchat 101 course. I think he's talked about it over on a daily-ish. So Dailyish is also a show over on Good Stuff FM. So click on that. He talks a little bit about it. If you have not tried Snapchat before, that's a good opportunity for you to learn a little bit about it and not be so afraid. Don't worry about it. It's not a salad cake. It's okay. Everything's going to be okay. Actually, we are also on Snapchat. Morning Show AM on Snapchat.
Woo.
We got an account. We're also on Twitter, Morning Show AM on Twitter, and Facebook, believe it or not, Facebook.com/Morning Show AM. If you would, I'd appreciate it. Kenny would too, probably. I don't know. I don't know him very well.
All the time.
He might like it if you went and rated the show and left a review and let us know, you know, what you thought. What do you think about salad cake?
Ugh. Don't remind me.
Would you be able to spell the word ball with spicy M&Ms faster than Taylor Priest?
Than eating them?
Yeah. We want to eat the word ball in 15 seconds?
There you go. You spell the word and then you're going to eat them all.
It's a great idea. You just like take them all through a boba straw. A huge thanks to Feed Press for the delivery of this MP3 file into your ear brain. We will be back on Monday. Have a happy Food Friday and a lovely weekend, everyone. We'll see you back here Monday. Goodbye.
Call and leave a message, guys. 949-342-6578.
Thank you for that. That's pretty good. Nice work.
Yeah. Goodbye.